black garlic. It's basically fresh garlic that are kept around 140 Fahrenheit for 2 weeks. The low temperature causes a chemical reaction that converts the sugar in the garlic and make it turn black. It's sweet, savory, soft, chewy, and it has this molasses-like richness. Now, study has found that it has twice the antioxidant level than fresh garlic, which means it's super healthy for you. Now, you can go buy black garlic in grocery store, but they are a little bit expensive. So how about making it yourself? It's dead easy. All you need is a rice cooker, garlic, time, and patience. Let me show you how. In this video, I'm using solo garlic, but you can use any type of garlic out there. Just pick the one that has a purplish outer skin. This tends to taste better. Choose garlic that are not cracked or already sprouted. First, clean the garlic by using a damp paper towel and wipe the outside. For the rice cooker, make sure you use the one that has a closed lid like this and a keep warm option. Next, we need to place something at the bottom of the rice cooker. Here is a handmade mat using a bamboo skewer and a butcher twine. Alternately, you can use this bamboo mat that I found at an Asian market, or you can also use a sushi mat. Place a piece of paper towel at the bottom. In goes all the garlic. It does not need to be one layer, so the amount of garlic used is up to you. Then cover the garlic with one or two more paper towels. Do not press the rice cook button. Just plug it in and don't touch it for 10 days. I plug my rice cooker in my backyard. I recommend don't do this indoor because by day 5, the whole house will smell like garlic. Black garlic is so easy to make. Like I mentioned earlier, it's super healthy for you. So I hope you guys try making this at home and eat it more often. You can eat black garlic just as is, or you can add it onto pizza or blend it with roasted eggplant like this dish that I will post next. Thanks for watching and see you guys next time.